Now?
11:53 a.m.
Tuesday,
September 11th, 2001. Any available community buildings will be converted into shelters. With thousands of passengers arriving at any minute, the town is asking for help with, well, anything you can do.
That's the song Blankets and Beddings from the Broadway musical Come From Away, which opens in Milwaukee at the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts tomorrow evening. Come From Away takes place in the days after the September 11th terrorist attacks, when nearly 7,000 air travelers were diverted to the small Canadian town of Gander, Newfoundland. Joined now by Connie Batias, she's a Milwaukee area resident who was on one of the flights diverted to Gander on September 11th and is here to tell her story. And Christine Toy Johnson is an actor performing in the musical. Christine, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And Connie, thanks a lot for coming up to our studio in Milwaukee.
Thank you.
Well, Connie, let's start with you. You were in the air on September 11th, 2001. What was the first thing you had about your flight making this unexpected change of plans?
The pilot made an announcement that we had to land ASAP, and all planes did. And I think we were in the air maybe either 1 or 2 hours when he made his announcement. He didn't tell us exactly what happened. He just said there was a tragedy in New York and all planes must land immediately.
How did the pilot sound? What was his voice like when you heard that?
His voice was very quivery and sounded as if he, you know, was quite crying. Mm-hmm. And that's all he had said to us. Once we landed, we didn't even know where we were landing until almost the last minute. And he told us that we were landing in St. John's Island, Newfoundland. Never heard of it. But we landed, and that's when he came and talked to all of us. And he actually was crying. And when he told us what happened, we were all crying. Mm-hmm. And my first thought was all my cousins, because every cousin I have is in New York, Manhattan, Brooklyn. And so I was worried about them.
And now moving ahead a little bit in the story, Connie, you and plane loads of other people ended up stranded there in Newfoundland. What did the local people do for you and the other come from aways?
They were absolutely fantastic. We our plane ended up in the high school once we were put on a school bus, and he drove us to their high school. The high school used to be an all-boys school, but it was now co-ed. And so once we got to the high school, oh my gosh, you wouldn't believe the people. They were absolutely spectacular. They were so nice, so sweet, and they had everything for us, everything, down to toothpaste and toothbrush. Food, coffee, 24/7 it was being served. And the high school seniors obviously were all out of class, but they were our volunteers as well.
Now, Christine, you've been touring with Come From Away for a while now. What first struck you, though, about the story that you and your castmates are sharing now?
It is such a gift to be able to tell the story of intentional kindness and compassion and generosity. That really is at the heart for me and my colleagues. And it certainly has resonated with us as a company, and then also as we share it with audiences across North America.
And now you're playing characters based on real people, either kind of amalgams, I understand, of real people like Connie and the experiences they went through. What is it, playing everyday people caught up in this horrific moment, inspiring moment at the same time? What is it like to try to capture what they were thinking and feeling?
Well, you know, it's an awesome responsibility, really. All of the stories in Come From Away that our writers, Irene Sankoff and David Hine, put together are based on these true stories, these real people. I actually, we all play, there are 12 of us on stage, and we all play multiple characters. Mm-hmm. I actually play, my main character, though, is based on Diane Marson. So she's not a conglomeration of people, but one person.
Oh.
Who met her husband, Nick Marson, in Gambo during those 5 days. And I've had a chance to spend some time with them, and they're just these wonderful, wonderful people. We were never charged to do an impersonation of any of these characters, but to really illuminate the humanity in their characters and their stories. And so it's quite wonderful to be able to do that. And having spent some time with them to learn from them about what they experience and how they reflect that generosity and compassion that they received back into the world.
We're talking about the musical Come From Away, coming to Milwaukee. Cast member Christine Toy Johnson is with us. And also with us is Connie Batias. She was on a plane that was rerouted to Newfoundland after the September 11th attacks. The musical tells that story. Connie, can you tell us about maybe someone you met in Newfoundland, somebody who took you under their wing, maybe became a friend?
There were two couples that not only they were on the plane with us. Not only were they neighbors, but they were good friends. So they kind of took me under their wing. Once we got to the high school in Newfoundland, one of the couples, Dot and Lloyd Lang, just took to all of us. And we just stuck to them like glue. And they showed us around. Once we were able to leave the high school, which was like 3 days later, just to tour Newfoundland a little bit, they took us around and treated us to some of the restaurants. And we had fantastic conversations and, you know, found out a little bit about them and their children. And then the night before we actually were able to leave, Dot and Lloyd invited us all to their house for dinner. Was it turned out, not only dinner, but we had a sleepover. And then the next day, they took us back to the high school. We boarded the bus. And it was really bittersweet, but at the same time, something that was that happened so tragically in New York. We made so many wonderful friends in Newfoundland, and also the friends that were, you know, that we made on the airplane. And to this day, Dot and I are Facebook friends.
And Christine, Connie illustrates something that I think is probably sounds like a big part of the musical, these incredible connections forged between people who were literally complete and utter strangers before this sequence of events started.
Right. It really is. It shows the best, I think, the best of people in the ways that they connected and helped each other heal and get through this terrible time. What I also love about the Come From Away is that it gives us an additional lens through which to see that time in history. You know, we've all been so affected and moved by, I'm a native New Yorker, so I feel the story in my own certain way. But I think, you know, we've seen the impact of the horrible events, and then to also see an additional narrative that many of us did not know before of these people who helped each other heal is really something quite moving and special to me.
And Christine, what kind of reaction are you hoping, or are you getting so far, I should say, from people who have seen Come From Away?
It's been incredible. It's very moving to me to see the people come to find us after the show and to meet us. And I would say 90% of them are young people who were either not alive back in 2001 or who were toddlers, and how they respond to the message of the story and how uplifted they are by it. So it feels great to be uplifting each other, and especially in these times when things are so divisive, to really connect over compassionate, generous behavior.
And Connie, have you gone back, or are you still in touch with people you met in Newfoundland?
No, I have not gone back, but like I said, I am in touch with Dot, Facebook, sometimes phone calls, and I also have tremendous letters that I have cherished these late last 18 years from some of the members of the senior class. And I looked at them the other day just to kind of reminisce, and it's amazing the ages they were there as seniors. And I think about them now, and I'm sure they're all grown, married, have their own children. So, yeah, I basically just keep in touch with Dot.
And Connie, Christine just mentioned a younger generation seeing this play. Maybe they weren't alive during the events. Are there lessons you hope that younger people today might take from your experience with the people of Newfoundland?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, I have several 20-year-olds or 23-year-olds that are going to accompany me to see this show, and they're really looking forward to it.
And Christine, as we wrap up, what are you hoping people take away from the show?
I hope they take away the renewed faith in humanity and to know that we really can treat each other with kindness and compassion. It's there for us to do.
That's an amazing story. Christine, thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Connie, thank you.
Thank you very much.
That was Christine Toy Johnson and Connie Batias. Christine is an actor appearing in the traveling Broadway production of Come From Away. The show chronicles the lives of passengers diverted to the town of Gander, Newfoundland, and the town's residents following the September 11th terrorist attacks. Connie Batias is a Milwaukee area resident who was on one of those planes that landed in Gander on September 11th. She joined us to share her experience. Come From Away opens tomorrow at the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts in Milwaukee.